Well, the Thayer Bobcats beat the Kabul Bulldogs 69-37 last night in the Class 3 District 9 tournament at Kabul. Bobcats were led by Jaden Belcher with 21 points. Hunter Trinkler added 20. The Bobcats advanced to play the Willow Springs Bears on Thursday. And Bobcat head coach Matt Pitts talked about that game.
It ought to be a great game. You know, the first time was a great place. You know, the James kid's such a dynamic scorer. Colby's so hard to stop. You have to pay so much attention to him that he makes those other guys so much better. And then they've got other pieces, too, that can play. And, you know, we've just got to be ready and get into practice tomorrow and find to get a game plan and how we want to try to attack that, you know, and just throw it out there and see what happens.
In other games from that district, Licking defeated Houston 62-49. Gainesville beat Fairgrove 64-54. Class 3 District 10 at Seymour, boys, Ava lost to Greenwood 61-48. Class 2 District 2 at Van Buren, boys, Alton beat Greenville 73-59. South Iron defeated Ellington 73-48. East Carter beat Winona 71-40. In Class 2 District 10 at Mansfield, boys, it was Bakersfield over Fordland 86-79. Dora lost to Norwood 86-31. Mansfield beat Summersville 69-31. Class 1 District 3 at Bunker, boys, Koshkonong a winner over Lesterville 65-48. Couch beat Lutie 68-32. And Eminence defeated Zalma 69-37. The West Plains Zizzer boys upset state ranked number 8 in Class 5, Springfield Hillcrest 73-61 Tuesday night. It was senior night, and senior Jared Kraft led the way with 32 points, including two-handed jams. Senior Josiah Long had 18, and Jacob Moore had 10. Zizzer boys finished the regular season with a record of 11-13. They'll start district play next week. Other games, boys, it was Mountain Home losing to Farmington 68-58. Girls, Mountain Home lost to Farmington 68-56, and Batesville lost to Greene County Tech 46-38. Now, busy schedule of basketball today. In Class 3 District 9 at Houston, girls action. Thayer girls play Liberty, that game on K-Country 95. Willow Springs girls will play Licking. Class 3 District 10 at Springfield, Ava girls will play Fairgrove. In Class 2 District 2 at Van Buren, Alton girls play Van Buren. East Carter girls play Bismarck. Class 2 District 10 at Mansfield, Bakersfield girls play Norwood. Gainesville girls play Hartville. And in Class 1 District 2 at Galena, Couch girls play School of the Ozarks. In Arkansas, regionals get underway. In the 4A2 regional at Stuttgart, Pocahontas boys play Forest City and the Highland girls play Truman. In the 3A2 regional, Cave City boys play Osceola. And in the 2A2 regional at Sloan Hendricks girls play Bay, Sloan Hendricks boys play Rector. T.O. Barrett scored a career best 28 points and Mark Mitchell added 23 as the Missouri Tigers beat number 22 Tennessee 73-69 Tuesday night. Trent Burns had 7 rebounds and 4 steals off the bench for the Tigers, who improved to 3-1 at home this season against AP top 25 opponents and 18-1 when scoring at least 73 points. That one loss was to Arkansas on Saturday. Arkansas State men's basketball converted a season best 36 free throws and overcame a late deficit to take down Southern Miss 89-84 Tuesday night. Jalen Hampton led the way with 17 points and 13 rebounds. Joey Chama had 15. Christian Harmon, 14. Chandler Jackson, 11. And Matt Heyman, 11. Today, number 20, Arkansas will host Texas A&M. Missouri State West Plains is at Mineral Area Community College. Darius Acuff Jr. has added National Player of the Week honors from the AP and USBWA, as well as earning National Freshman of the Week honors from CBS Sports to go along with his SEC Player of the Week honor. Acuff averaged 34.5 points, 5 assists, and 4.5 rebounds in games versus number 25 Alabama and Missouri. He scored 49 at Alabama and 20 versus Missouri. Arkansas State blitzed number 6 Arkansas with 6 runs, including a grand slam in the top half of the second inning, and never looked back on their way to a 12-4 win Tuesday. The Red Wolves play the Razorbacks again today at Baum Walker Stadium in Fayetteville. Mizzou baseball earned its 4th straight run rule victory in the home opener on Tuesday afternoon, defeating Arkansas Pine Bluff 15-1. Tigers will host Arkansas Pine Bluff again today. The Missouri State Bears scored a school record 12 runs in the second inning and rolled to a 13-1 win over Oral Roberts on Tuesday. Bears play the Golden Eagles again today. Spring training baseball on Tuesday. The Cardinals lost to the Nationals 6-1, and the Royals lost to the Reds 5-4. Today, St. Louis will play the New York Mets. Kansas City plays Seattle. West Plains Zizzer sophomore William Colvin has qualified for state in wrestling, and on Tuesday, him and his coach stopped by the train to talk about it.
It's been a good competition so far. Just got back from districts this past weekend at Bolivar High School. I ended up finishing fourth, qualifying for state. This whole season's been great. Great coaching staff, everything, but we're not done yet.
He talked about the state competition.
It's a 16-man bracket, so if I win all my matches, it'll be four matches. I think I can get a max of five.
Coach Austin Reese talked about Colvin.
He's one of the top kids that I've ever coached in my career, especially for his age, just being a sophomore.
Good luck to William at State. Listen to all of that interview at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Mike Robertson for sports here at the Ecom Sports Network.